Bosses and Landlords, Early Durham Real Estate Speculation. Owning land gave people a leg up in Durham's new industrial economy. Some of the largest landowners in the county came to dominate Durham's tobacco and textile manufacturing industries. By the 1880s, Durham's industrial elite owned the majority of the premium land in the central city. The next several decades were full of real estate speculation as Durham grew rapidly. Who owned Durham in the 1880s?
The Dukes built one of the largest tobacco empires in the world. They also invested in textile factories, residential real estate, and Trinity College, later Duke University.
Julian Carr was born into a wealthy, land-owning, merchant family in Chapel Hill and fought for the Confederacy. He became one of Durham's wealthiest industrialists and founded Durham Hosiery Mills.
The Parrish family owned North Carolina's largest tobacco storage warehouse. The younger Edward Parrish was one of the city's early speculative real estate investors.
Robert F. Morris was a rural landowner who became an early investor in the area around the Durham Railroad Station. He believed that Durham was destined to be the Chicago of the South. Morris's son helped found Durham's first tobacco factory.
The Manghams were early land-grant settlers in Durham County. They opened warehouses and a blind and sash factory in the city to support new building construction.
This picture shows Julian Carr's mansion at the corner of the present-day Queen and Dillard Streets. It was nicknamed the Pleasure Grounds. In Durham's Gilded Age, the elaborate mansions of the industrial elite were located close to worker housing, like Washington Duke's home pictured here around 1900. The high ground near factories and commerce was prime real estate.